welcome to the festival hall for the first of three concerts given by Emile Gilbert to celebrate the 131st anniversary of the birth of Tchaikovsky. Gilbert starts tonight with Tchaikovsky's Contessa Padovana. Oh dear, Gilbert has trodden on his violin. He's put his foot through the bridge and sat on the soundpost. Is he going to attempt to finish the piece? I think he is. He's picked up the sound case and fingerboard of this beautiful 17th century instrument, actually made by Nicola Amati at Cremona, and he's trying to wedge them under his chin. But no, it's no good. The applause you can hear now is because the leader of the orchestra is going over to Gilbert to lend him his own violin. By no means a lesser instrument than Gilbert's. It is, in fact, a Stradivarius. So this is a very sporting gesture. And now Gilbert prepares once again to play Tchaikovsky's Contessa Padovana. Oh dear, the end's come off. He's caught the peg box in one of the uprights of his music stand, and in trying to get it out with his ear, he's completely snapped off the fingerboard. What a pity. I've certainly never seen this happen before in the festival hall, and the leader of the orchestra's not looking very pleased. In fact, he's punched Gilbert in the face. There's a bit of blood, but Gilbert has managed to snatch another instrument from the second violins, and he's climbing off the way up towards the organ, and he's going to have yet another bash at Tchaikovsky's Contessa Padovana. And he's crushed the soundbox with his chin on the second bar there. This really isn't his day. And now the conductor, Otto Klemperer, is hopping across the stage towards Gilbert and trying to poke at him with a stick. I must say this is amazing. It's the first time in the festival hall that I've seen a violinist of Gilbert's calibre poked with a stick. And one of the oboists has leapt onto Klemperer's back and is pulling his hair out. I must say it's wonderful to see the loyalty which a great soloist like Gilbert can still command amongst his fellow musicians. In fact, several of the cellists have thrown off their clothes and are making a vast human pyramid, standing a full 30 feet above the smoke and flames drifting across from the blazing wind section. And through the smoke I can see, yes, I can see the timpanist, one of Britain's best, has lashed himself and a Japanese friend to the kettle drum and is rolling off the stage towards the pit of ordure that has opened up under the first six rows of the stalls. Whilst throughout this, the rather unpleasant business of prizing Gilbert out from between the organ pipes is being undertaken by men of the Royal Engineers. And Gilbert is half out. He's got an army violin, and he's having another go at the Contessa Padovana, and he's playing beautifully. Oh, but oh dear! One of the Royal Engineers has stuck a crowbar through his chest, and he's dropped the violin. And these very fit young leopards have pounced upon it and are already taking bits of it across to Herr Willy Brandt on the other side of the stage. While the police have erected barriers now to keep people away from the rubble, and as fighters swoop down to bomb the last pockets of resistance, we go on to the next part of our programme. The Sonatina in E-sharp by Antonio Vivaldi, played by a Pablo Casals during his 400-foot plunge into a bucket of boiling fat.
Good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Ulksan, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. It's an all-new, all-local show this week. The hardworking volunteers of the Thunderbird Radio Music Department have just made available a new crop of tunes for us to enjoy, including about a dozen releases from our very own local Vancouver artists. And since we're all about local on this show, for the next hour, you're going to get a taste of what your neighbors have been producing for your listening enjoyment. We've got something for everyone here, from the post-punk shoegaze power pop of Twin to Bee West's dark romantique electric dance music with elements of trance, industrial post-punk, plus jangle pop from the Sylvia Platters and creepy mambo jazz cumbia pisach, which is a word I've never seen before, so I'm probably mispronouncing it, but apparently it means soul. From Empinales Illegales. Fun! And we're going to kick things off with Midwest emo math rock from Girls Nails.
Watching from the shore. bit pacifist.
Summer Light is back, baby. On August 10th, spend the day with 14 local Vancouver acts, headlined by the Golden Age of Wrestling and actors. This year, you can attend your favorite indie music festival with no cost whatsoever. That's right, admission is free. In the East Side's very own Strathcona neighborhood, Summerlight is here to give new artists a chance to bring vibrancy to a part of Vancouver that so many artists call home. Summerlight Festival is brought to you by Light Organ Records. We can't wait to see you on August 10th. Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
It's Nardwuar, the human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
It's summer in Vancouver, and the days are heating up. It's important to drink water and take steps to protect your health. You can cool down at a misting station with downtown locations such as Oppenheimer Park, Pigeon Park, Victory Square, and Cathedral Square, as well as cooling centers which include Coal Harbor Community Center, Carnegie Community Center, and Evelyn Saller Center. To find more locations, search cooling centers in your browser, and Vancouver.ca has spaces with air-conditioned seating, water, and access to washrooms available all around the city. Stay cool and stay safe.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshy has you covered. Stop in today at Freshy on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshy on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshy. Eat. Energize.
Young Agrarians is the largest educational resource network for new and young ecological farmers in Canada, with a long-term goal to stop farm loss and ensure future generations can farm. YA offers farmer-to-farmer programming to grow the next generation of food growers by creating access to community, education, on-farm training, land, business mentorship, and other resources. Join our network by checking out youngagrarians.org. That's YOUNGAGRARIANS.ORG. Together, let's grow the next generation of viable and ecological farmers on Turtle Island.
This week's poetry reading is Scherzo by Giacomo Leopardi, courtesy of LibriVox and Project Gutenberg. When, as a boy, I went to study in the Muses' school, one of them came to me and took me by the hand. And all that day she through the workshop led me graciously, the mysteries of the craft to see. She guided me through every part,
and showed me all the instruments of art, and did their uses all rehearse in works alike of prose and verse. I looked and paused a while, then asked, O Muse, where is the file? The file is out of order, friend, and we now do without it, answered she. But to repair it, then, have you no care? We should, indeed, but have no time to spare.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
I forget what you said, maybe I wasn't there to remember or try to understand what you meant by taking our two hands and molding them into a flower, the kind that blooms in the spring and forgets it'll die, so it learns how to fly, borrows wings from the birds and the bees, and makes it all the way to the sea. Ooh, and I could have sworn that cared maybe in another life or dimension, when I was a cat chasing you, just a bird in the sky with no wings, 'cause you gave them away to a flower on its way to the sea. But now you're falling fast to the ground, I won't make a sound. I'm a cat on the prowl, smell my breath, I'm gonna lick you to death. Ooh,
repeating old patterns, can see it in the lines. The
lines of time within my mind again. Repeating all patterns, where do I draw the line? With what defines my storyline with men? How hard is it to know my truth? Choose love, you'll never lose. Let it pull me through, let it pull me through. If I change the pattern, if I change the pattern, what else will follow suit? Already seen some things begin to shift. If I change the pattern, if I change the pattern, will I be the one to choose? Or will other factors be the real gift? How hard is it to know my truth? Choose love, you'll never lose. Let it pull me through, let it pull me through, let it pull me through, let it pull me through. What does it take? What does it take to watch it fall away? What can I say? What can I say to sit still and to stay? What does it take? What does it take to watch it fall away? What can I say? What can I say to sit still and to stay? What does it take? What does it take to watch it fall away? What can I say? What can I say to sit still and to stay? How hard is it to know my truth? Choose love, you'll never lose. Let it pull me through, let it pull.
Last week, London theatregoers saw the opening of Neville Shunt's latest West End success, It All Happened on the 11:20 from Hainault to Red Hill, via Horsham and Reigate, calling at Carshalton Beaches, Malmesbury, Tooting Bec and Croydon West. In this, as in his earlier nine plays, Shunt attempts to express the human condition in terms of British Rail. A report now from our own theatre critic, Gavin Millar.
Some people have made the mistake of seeing Shunt's work as a load of rubbish about railway timetables, but clever people like me who talk loudly in restaurants see this as a deliberate ambiguity, a plea for understanding in a mechanised ethos. The points are frozen, the beast is dead. What is the difference? What indeed is the point? The point is frozen, the beast is laid out of Paddington. The point is taken. If La Fontaine's elk would spurn Tom Jones, the engine must be our head, the dining car our esophagus, the guard's van our left lung, the cattle truck our shins, the first class compartment the piece of skin at the nape of the neck, and the level crossing an electric elk called Simon. The clarity is devastating, but where is the ambiguity? Over there, in a box. Shunt is saying the 8:15 from Gillingham, when in reality he means the 8:13 from Gillingham. The train is the same, only the time is altered. Ecce homo, ergo elk. La Fontaine knew its sister, and knew her bloody well. The point is taken, the beast is molting, the fluff gets up your nose. The illusion is complete. It is reality, the reality is illusion, and the ambiguity is the only truth. But is the truth, as Hitchcock observes, in the box? No, there isn't room. The ambiguity has put on weight. The point is taken, the elk is dead, the beast stops at Swindon, Chabrol stops at nothing. I'm having treatment, and La Fontaine can get knotted.
We'll be right back. up in unchronological. Unchronological.
Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown east side. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown east side at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia.
From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility, support, or opting out.
Launched in December 2023, Connect Afrobeats is an innovative online platform with a dedicated mission to foster a vibrant community for Afrobeats and Afro-inspired talents across the entire value chain. Join Connect Afrobeats today to connect with verified global Afrobeats talents, collaborate with fellow artists, and engage in meaningful discussions. Whether you're an artist, writer, talent manager, road manager, A&R, promoter, distributor, or publisher, this is your platform to network, find talents, form partnerships, and teams. Connect Afrobeats is gearing up to launch music camps in summer of 2024. So what are you waiting for? Amplify your presence in the vibrant world of Afrobeats and sign up now. Kailala Lelam is an urban Indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kailala Lelam aims to partner Indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kailalalelam.ca, or Instagram at kailalalelum to learn more or donate.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, East Studio. East Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at eastudio.cafe, eastudio.cafe.
If you or someone you know has experienced sexual assault, you are not alone. Stand Informed Legal Advice Services is a new program offered by Community Legal Assistance Society that provides free legal advice to anyone who lives in BC and has experienced sexual assault in this province. Stand Informed offers up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice, regardless of age, gender, income, whether the assault has been reported to the police, or if you are uncertain that what you experienced is sexual assault. To access Stand Informed services, call 604-673-3143 or email standinformed@clasbc.net.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Jason Dean.
call me disposition. Got no hair, no piercings, and you don't know how to act around me.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard Girl Snails, Empanadas Illegales, Twin, Supermodal, Pranatrix, Connor Riff, The Sylvia Platters, B West, Clay Orange, and local darling Hallelujah Hailu. Our theme music is by Rye Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR all afternoon. Chopped and Screwed, the show for all things sampling, is up next. That's followed at 2 by Radio Art from Bepi Crespin. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yahuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustaeo.